Text 2. Our native part in the Cossack era. If you arrive in Kherson by train and go from the railway station along Ushakov Avenue, you will pass by the monument to John Howard, which is one of the city's symbols. The same avenue will finally lead you to the beautiful Dnieper's embankment. Look across the mighty river in the evening, and you will see the lights of Kherson suburb Tsirupinsk. The place is older than the city. It is almost 1,000 years old. It used to be called Oleshky. The site is no favorable. The famous the Oleshky Sands is the largest desert in Europe, now covered in man-made coniferous forests. The Ukrainian Cossacks, free men, also built their fortification there called the Oleshky Sich around the 18th century. There began the history of the present-day Ukrainian South. Frequent Tatar attacks in the 15th and 16th centuries made the southeastern Ukraine depopulated. Neither Poland nor Muscovy wanted these territories. However, driven by harsh serfdom in Poland, many Ukrainians started to flee there, forming a new society called the Cossacks. To protect themselves from the Tatars, a military unit was formed on the islands of the Lower Dnieper in the 1550s. It was named the Zaporozhian Sich, where Zaporozhian means Zaporohami, beyond the rapids. The Polish government wanted to keep the defense structure and feared losing Ukraine. Therefore, the register to control the Cossacks was created and the loyal leader, Hetman, appointed. In 1578, the Polish were forced to give the free warriors more rights to gain their support. The Cossacks then established their own policies, sometimes even opposite to the Polish ones. In 1648, after the years of tension between the Cossacks and Poland, Hetman Bohdan Khmelnytsky started a revolt, and in 1654, he signed the Pereyaslav Agreement with Muscovy. The Cossacks kept their autonomy, but became officially part of Muscovy. However, in 1667, right bank Ukraine was given back to Poland. The Cossacks were mostly resettled in left bank Ukraine, and the Hetman had power only on this territory. The Crimean Khan permitted some of the Cossacks to establish another siege on the territory belonging to the Crimean Khanate. The Cossacks later rebelled against the Khan. They returned to the Russian-ruled territory, and in 1734, Empress Anna Ivanovna allowed them to establish the new siege in Oleshky. No matter how courageous, self-organized and glorious, the free armed men were felt to be a threat to any official government, either Polish or Russian. Catherine II, the Empress of Muscovy, destroyed the siege in 1775. As soon as the empire established itself in the south of Ukraine, the cities developed rapidly here, inviting immigrants from all over the world. The people used Russian as the international language. Up to these days, the Ukrainian South is bilingual. We commonly use Russian along with Ukrainian.